Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was New England Patriots head coach Mike Vrabel on this show earlier this morning. All business, Mike Vrabel, after a win, and honestly, after a blowout. And I like that. I like that. He's never going to get too high. He's never going to be too low. So,
feisty.
And, yeah, that he is.
Yeah, and I guess the way he does his interviews, he's been called a combination of Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells. I think he's more Bill Parcells than he is Bill Belichick.
But I will say that he does. I always remember that when the Patriots would win, you would expect a more jovial Bill Belichick, and he would be more dour. And then oftentimes after a loss, I guess he was kind of the same with us.
Right.
But,
yeah.
I think Vrabel, it's good news for Patriots fans that he was the way he was this morning, because he sees that there's more to pull out of this team, that they may have a season here, that yesterday, we all said going into the weekend, they had to make that a game we weren't worried about in the fourth quarter. They needed to win in a dominant fashion at home against an inferior team.
Yeah.
And they did that going away, and I feel like, you know, obviously they're 8.5-point underdogs to Buffalo. They should be big underdogs in Buffalo. Buffalo's 4-0. But Buffalo's defense hasn't been great this year. Yesterday, I think the Saints are the worst team in the NFL.
Right.
And they were within a one score of that game in Buffalo yesterday. You're going to have Sunday night. Bills Mafia is going to be bombed. It should be a good environment. And I think he feels like that they could, you know, keep it good, keep it close.
And Courtney, once again, just lighting the journalism and media world on fire, because the fact that Vrabel was like, well, I'm going to have a, like, this is now everything that everybody's going to talk about is like, what doesn't Steph Diggs, or what makes him feel that he's, whatever.
5 out of 10, he's halfway there.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, you know.
When it comes to being comfortable. I
found his answer when I fumbled that Ty Law joke about Ramondre. That joke. He doesn't put any pressure on Ramondre Stevenson. Like, even then, he talked more about the interceptions than he did fumbles, like the turnover battle. And it just, to me, came across like Ramondre Stevenson, he sees something special in Ramondre. And when it comes to turnovers, he's not going to.
Well, I think what he sees special in him is that the roster is not that great. And so they have got to do whatever they can.
I think that's a change in how these athletes are. Because when Vrabel was coming up and Wiggy was coming up, you had coaches that would make examples out of players.
Right.
And I just don't think the next generation, Mike's got a son who is, you know, went to Boston College, played at D1. He's closely connected to that next generation of athlete. And I think it's just sort of, they don't respond well to it. And we can lament the existence of it, or say that it was better when people were held accountable. But either way, he's not going to embarrass someone just because everybody thinks he should.
No, I'm assuming it was intentional because of the script, but they went right to him yesterday.
Right.
So I'm assuming that was their intention, is to
show
confidence and,
and it's kind of true, right? He was embarrassed. Everybody was mocking him everywhere. Like, it's not like Ramondre had an easy week in between last game and this game. Like, he was the reason they lost, according to fans. He was mocked all over social media.
No, I'm assuming Bill would have sat him this week. I think Gerard Mayo probably would have said that he was sat, but then he would have started.
Right. And then they would have said, who's Marcus Jones? Why is he on offense?
And so it's a different approach, certainly, is showing the confidence to guys when they need it the most.
But that's a connection, I think, Wiggy, you could speak to it, but like that Vrabel's a player and a coach, and the guys in this locker room are trying to get to know him. Obviously, they're just starting this year. But I feel like you might lose some credibility in that locker room if you just go out of your way to punish a guy when he fumbled the ball, when everybody on the team basically said, Ramondre is one of our best players. Like,
right.
We stand behind him. Like, I don't know how that works in a locker room.
I think the biggest thing is, like, you got to know how to discipline a guy and hold a guy accountable, but also give them a little bit of leash, right? And when you look at kind of where they were, Ramondre, that was the first game that he fumbled in, if I'm correct, was the
Steelers.
The Steelers game. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He fumbled earlier in the season.
Did he fumble early?
Yeah.
Yes,
he did.
All right. So
I think.
All right.
Yeah. But anyway.
But I guess the point
that he fumbled eight times last season.
But that's last year.
Yeah.
So it's a new coaching staff. So we're going to give you a little bit at least to prove yourself. And then, so now we're in a position, Ramondre, we're going to give you an opportunity and because we don't want you to completely lose confidence. But if you do it again, I could see Vrabel then maybe taking away a lot more carries from Ramondre Stevenson moving forward if he does fumble again, rather than just maybe throwing him right away into the doghouse. Because you're right, Curtis, you don't want to necessarily lose a guy when you don't have to.
Right, and what are you going to do to a guy who after the game said, and I would have benched him. That's how I would have approached it, but I understand the other side of this, because you have Ramondre after the game saying, if I fumble, I'm losing my only job is to hold on to the football. If I can't hold on to the football, I lose my job.
And you guys were right. That was the first time you fumbled this season.
Yeah. Right. So then you just, like, you're a new coach with a new guy, and yes, he might
it
have...
It was the first three times that he fumbled.
He might have had fumble issues last year, but a new coach always comes in and goes, what you did the last year is last year. We are starting it with a clean slate here. And now he fumbled, and they probably said to him, we're coming back to you early. And if you continue to fumble, then that's when we're going to ultimately shorten your leash, and you won't get nearly as many carries as that we're going to kind of give you.
Well, yeah. And I think he did. We talked about it earlier, talked about it with Boomer, but I think he did a similar thing with Bob Douglas, where post-game he went out of his way to talk about him blocking and talk about how important that was. So,
because everybody responds
I like that about him.
Right. Everybody responds to things like differently. Some guys, you can't yell at certain guys because certain guys will completely go in the shell. So you can't be like yelling and screaming at them. It just, the Parcells days are very difficult to do nowadays when it comes to coaching guys.
And wouldn't you say that we actually heard the difference today, where Courtney's question about Steph Diggs, he immediately went after Steph in a way that was adversarial, whereas when he talks about other guys, so depending on the player, if you're an established all-pro like Steph Diggs making $20 million, Mike Vrabel's going to hold you publicly to a higher account, whereas if you're being mocked and ridiculed all over Boston, he's not going to go out of his way to add to it with Pop Douglas or Ramondre.
And he also knows your personality. Maybe Diggs can handle that.
Right.
Where some guys can't. You know, it's like in this business. Some people have thick skin. Some people don't. So you have to learn how to handle those people accordingly. And that's what he has to do as a coach, because everybody's personality is different. You could scream and yell at me all day long. It'll make me better and motivate me. Some guys will completely go in a shell and it doesn't work, so you have to kind of handle them with kid gloves.
Who is the person you saw get most ruined by Belichick or Parcells, if you had a teammate that, like, just couldn't handle their coaching?
I don't think I ever seen anybody that I would say get ruined. I'd really have to think, because I don't know. I'd have to think
Who was Belichick or Parcells the hardest on that you saw?
Parcells and Belichick were always hard on everybody, but even the guys that they expected the most from, they would be even harder on those guys.
Like, wasn't Belichick really bad when it came to Tom?
Yeah, with Brady. Yeah. You know, and Parcells would like go after Keyshawn. He would go after Keyshawn Johnson, but he had a high standard for Keyshawn, and you know, but Keyshawn could go right back at him because he could talk the talk and walk the walk. But generally, Parcells went after the better players.
All right. Well, we are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday coming up. We will get to Hill Notes, but right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Patriots take down the Panthers 42-13. The final at Gillette. Drake May completed 14 of 17 passes for 203 yards and 2 touchdowns, rushing in for a third. No turnovers in this one. You can go back on the Odyssey app to listen to what Mike Vrabel had to say about that. The stat of the week is brought to you by Gillette. Let's go with Marcus Jones, who became the franchise leader in punt return yards after his punt return touchdown and then another 61-yard return. Gillette's best shave is now the best a fan can get. Get it while you can at Gillette.com/NFL. Sunday Night Football ended in a 40-40 tie between the Packers and Cowboys. And at halftime, we got the big announcement for Super Bowl halftime show this year. Bad Bunny is the guy. And the Chiefs take down the Ravens 37-20. A tough night for Baltimore as Lamar Jackson went out with a hamstring strain. He will have further evaluations done today. Monday Night Football sees the Jets at Dolphins at 7:15 and Bengals at Broncos at 8:15. The Red Sox clinched a wild card spot on Friday night. They then went on to drop Saturday's matchup with the Tigers and win last night's 4-3. So we've got a rivalry to kick off October baseball tomorrow. The Sox will take on the Yankees in the Bronx. And after a terrible showing from the U.S. at the Ryder Cup this weekend, they had a chance to come all the way back yesterday, but they were unable to close it. Euro wins it 15-13. The big Celtics news over the weekend, Al Horford is heading to Golden State. He verbally committed to a multi-year contract with the Warriors, according to his agent. And drive away in a brand new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Don't miss the Subaru of New England all-wheel drive-away event. Wherever life takes you, trust Subaru to get you there safely with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Coming up, we've got your Hill Notes.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.